coach. Hard-fought win tonight over a really talented Zips program that came back on you. Thoughts on getting to win number 6 tonight here in Akron?
It was definitely hard-fought. You know, that team, Akron, was really exactly what we thought. A really good football team. Another MAC program that if you don't bring your best, you're going to get beat. And so a lot of respect for the game that they played tonight. Really happy for our guys. Taking the ball away 3 times. The 3 interceptions was a really big deal. They took it from us once. But we won that battle, and it obviously ended up being huge. They've been fantastic on third downs defensively, and I think we ended up being about 50%, which is pretty darn good, especially against a team that's done so well on third down. And some complimentary football, you know, some back and forth, and it had to make some plays. We had too many penalties. And some of them are embarrassing. And it's got to be cleaned up. Something that, you know, we've been really good at in the past that we're not doing a great job with right now. But, with 2 games left, being bowl eligible is a pretty big deal. I think it's probably been done, 6 times in 132 years. We're thankful for that and still think that our best football is ahead of us.
After Akron's quarterback went out with the injury, they struggled for a while. What were you guys able to do defensively, or was it more of just Akron not able to move the football there for a good stretch, kind of midway the second quarter all the way until the fourth?
Well, I thought their backup actually threw some pretty good balls. You know, I mean, we ended up picking off a couple of those, you know, the deep outs, but I mean, he was letting that ball rip and had the deep fade there on our sideline. So I think he played well. Our plan was to try to apply pressure. They've given up some sacks and hurries, and so we wanted to be a part of that. And then obviously had to play man to man and cut down on explosive plays. As a team, it wasn't perfect, but proud of the effort and really, really glad that we came out with a win.
I know offensively, you talked pregame, you wanted to run the football effectively. Another 100-yard game for Sampson, 133 yards, 2 scores. What were you able to see from him, and more importantly, bouncing back after going out with that injury for a little bit?
Yeah, I think he's feeling better now, which is good. And our offensive line and tight ends are obviously all a part of that. Austin's a part of it, you know, with keeping it keeping the defense honest. Weren't perfect running the ball, but it was it's pretty darn good. We had some really big plays, and at the end, anytime you have over 4 minutes and you hang on to it all the way through to win is a pretty big deal, because they know you're going to run it and you still have to do that. And we were able to.
Special teams wise, Jesus, the kick there at the end to kind of give you a little extra cushion. How big was that kick for him?
Oh yeah, it was big. You know, I mean, I think it put us up 6, and you want to be up 7 or more, but we needed that field goal, and he laced it.
Coach, I know a lot is still to go in the regular season, a lot of goals still in front of you, but when you look at it from a macro view, you're going to have some players on this team that could play in their 4th bowl game. Nobody in this program's ever done that. From a program standpoint, how big of a deal is that to you? What does that mean to their experience here at Eastern Michigan?
Yeah, I just, I don't forget 2016. You know, I don't forget what an amazing accomplishment that was, and how it felt, and how our guys, responded, and just the whole experience was just, incredible. And so now the guys who've been in the program, I think it is more of an expectation, and that's a good thing, but it's also, sometimes it takes not going to realize, what a big deal it is. And so we want it to be an expectation. We want to go and win a bowl game, which we've not been able to do. Now the program has, but not since I've been here. But that'll be on the shelf, because we still have 2 regular season games left, and coming back to, within, 15, 20 minutes of here, for next Wednesday against a great Kent State team. And, you know, we'll enjoy this one. But we really want to finish strong in the month of November, and this is a good start.